Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9:03 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, recapping the weekend. You got any thoughts on anything that went down this weekend?
Well,
you're more than welcome.
Let's recap it. First and foremost, I think the Astros winning two games, just winning a series is a big deal, and having the bats wake up was great. Still concerns, this time J.P. France, still concerns about starting pitching, but, well, starting pitching not named Rene Blanco. And you know what? Christian Javier had a good start this last time. It was a good start. It's not a dominant start, but it's definitely good enough to win. We'd like to see old dominant Christian Javier back, but this was still a good, I mean, Christian Javier went into the seventh inning. When does that ever happen? He's got to have like a no hitter usually with his pitch counts.
I know. He actually went seven innings, and he was still in the 80s, I think. I don't think he got.
Oh, from a pitch count standpoint?
Yeah.
Oh, it was one of his more efficient.
Yeah, which
one
is
of his
not
more efficient
like him.
Games, not like him. So I like that. The strikeout per nine is down, but when you're high strikeout per nine, you're also throwing a lot of pitches.
How much do you like this? This is something that's kind of interesting. So the Braves are here, and tonight you get Arrigetti.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Hunter Brown, and then J.P. France. You are 6-11 on the season. 9-11 would be acceptable, right? We said with 10-10, we would take it right now.
That's what you said, sure.
Yeah, 10-10 before the season started, I said, I'll take it right now. And now you got no chance to be 10-10. You got to sweep them to be 9-11. I'll take 8 wins. I'll take 8-12.
You think you're getting 2 wins out of this?
I think we're getting 2 wins out of this.
Arrigetti, Cosplay, Verlander, and J.P. France, you think those three are getting you 2 out of 3 against the Braves?
Well, don't forget they don't have...
I don't care who they don't have.
They have Strider.
Let's talk about what we don't
have.
They
have Vines, Lopez, and Fried. And Fried just crushes us. Mm. Max Fried, we do not want
to. So, Hunter Brown, Arrigetti. You want to combine the ERA for those last three starts between those three? You want to do that? You want to play that game?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, you don't want to play that game.
I don't want to play any of those games.
I don't want to play any game that says combined and Hunter Brown in there. That's not what I'm hoping to do. But you know what? Let's actually look at this positively. What if Arrigetti, who had a good first couple innings, what if this is his chance to get back, you know, that he's comfortable at home? And what if this is his opportunity to show you what he can do? What if he just had a rough first start?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope that's the case, don't you? We all hope that's the case, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a chance he just had a rough first start, and he's fine in game two. How about we be positive? Hunter Brown will probably suck. Let's move to the
third
game.
I thought you wanted to be positive.
I'm not going
to
waste time on
is
Hunter Brown.
Is that as positive as you can get?
Yeah, I'm not
going to. I'm hoping Arrigetti's going to be okay. Hunter Brown
look,
just sucks.
I'm hoping you win a shootout. I'm going to be at that game. So, you know, maybe if the Astros win 9-6 would be cool, and Hunter just gives up 6 2/3.
You want to sit bullpen. Through 6 2/3?
No,
runs?
He gives up 6.
No, I'm saying you want to sit through 6 runs and 2 2/3?
Well, I may not want to, but I just
how
have to.
How about we pull, get him out of the game?
I mean, you got to save the bullpen. Hunter usually gets his full.
Save
Hunter gets
him?
He gets off, usually. He gets his full nut off.
Oh, whoa.
You, well, I don't think I. Yeah, you better dump
you
me.
You can't
there.
Say that.
Actually, yeah,
what is the matter
that.
With you?
I don't know why I said that.
Wow.
He just. He just unloads all of
John,
his runs.
John, look to your left and scold. Speaking of HR and P, scold this guy.
No. I didn't. It didn't come out the way I wanted it to.
And
I didn't come out the way I wanted it to.
You said it.
I meant.
And
what
then,
I meant was he's
going to
unload everything.
Mm.
He's
going to
whatever
guy,
runs he has stored up. It's gone.
Mm. No, there's nothing that you can say to
That's
dance around this.
Probably the better way to say
no,
it.
No, the way you said it was that was interesting.
It was interesting.
Neat stuff. So anyway, I guess one out of three, I think I'd take right now.
You better hope for one out of three.
There it is.
I think I'd take one out of three.
But who's the third game? Oh, JP France.
France against Max Fried. Yeah. I mean, well, Vines and Lopez. We got Arrighetti and Hunter Brown.
You better smack them around.
I'm hoping, I hope you're right about Arrighetti. I hope we just saw, you know, a rookie coming out there. It was the third inning, though. He looked really good the first two.
Yeah, third inning, you know, maybe whatever happened.
Hunter Brown couldn't get through one.
Hunter Brown's having a hard time getting to two innings.
Two innings.
It's becoming an impossibility to get out of two innings for Hunter Brown.
Wow.
So that's why I know there's going to be a lot of runs scored in my game that I'm going to. Especially with the way the offense is hitting for the Astros. Jose Altuve, big weekend, as always. He's killing the ball right now. You had Kyle Tucker
best
with a home run
American
and a stare down. Yep, Jose Altuve, best player in American League again, as he always is. You had Joey Loperfido, the Astros' first base home run hitting sensation. 10 home runs so far through 13 games. Strikeout total's really high. Dana Brown said he wants to see a little less swing and miss, a little knock down the strikeout totals maybe before he comes up. So something to keep an eye on, but fun to watch somebody that we have coming up that might have some power and be a future dude. You had
Pedro León hit his first home run.
Pedro León hit a home run. That's nice.
Yep.
You have Justin Verlander made his second start pain-free through over, was it 77 pitches that he had? But he was pain-free after that, so closer and closer to him coming back. You had UFC 300 card, which was incredible. Just some really, really intriguing young fighters on that card. It got me really excited. I had no idea how much my son Sebastian knew about the UFC. He knows everything about all these fighters. He knows who they've been beaten by. Like, I don't rent that many UFC fights. He watches everything on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
He knows everything about all
these
fighters.
It's amazing to me how many different angles and how much people are because that's a pay-per-view deal.
Yeah.
And how many people are tweeting out that the Max Holloway knockout was phenomenal. I saw it in 17 different angles.
Yeah.
People sent out. I mean, it's incredible.
UFC is up there with really anything you can imagine in terms of sports science, in terms of their angles, their watchability, how they play to the crowd, the promotion. Like, I cannot say enough about what Dana White has done to. I don't know if he's listening to different people, but from the very outset, I remember having an argument with Matt Jackson. You were out, and we were at 610, and he was subbing in for you. And look, I grew up a huge boxing fan, and Matt was a big boxing fan. And I just argued that back in, it was like 2003, I think, that UFC was going to one day be bigger than boxing. And he just couldn't, he just thought that was the most outlandish thing you could possibly say. Now, I never envisioned it getting to this degree, but I just thought, man, full contact fighting, this is going to be, people like seeing this stuff. Well, what they've done with it is just next level. You look at the celebrities who are at these fights now, it's incredible. But the card was great. And Mick Maynard, who is one of the matchmakers, who started right here in Houston, had a show with our guys Showing Off Stuff and Raheel. They all did a show together, an MMA fight. But Mick was the promoter for Legacy. And Dana White just happened to, it's like, man, that guy's doing a great job bringing fighters up. And he's now the matchmaker. He has been for a few years now for the UFC. You love Mick. He's Australian.
Yeah? I bet he says a certain word a lot.
No, I don't know, but Mick is a good dude. He also is a jiu-jitsu fighter, too.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, but I think he had the light blue jacket on. But he makes these fights. He's the matchmaker, so he makes these fights. Man, did you see Kayla Harrison?
I didn't.
Okay, so let me just show you. This is what Nick Bosa's sister would look like if they had a sister.
What?
Yeah, let me show you. She was an Olympic gold medalist in judo, and she was fighting Holly Holm. And this is what she looks like.
Oh yeah.
She looks
like, wow. She looks
like a Bosa.
She looks like all bowed up. She is all bowed up. Ounce of holy crap.
Yeah, she got Holly Holm on the ground.
Why are you fighting her?
She got her on the ground.
That can't be the same weight class.
Bludgeon. They're in the same weight class.
Wow.
She cut down to 134. She looked like she was going to die.
Sheesh.
Right here, she's probably 160.
Wow,
is my guess.
Yeah, yeah. Those arms?
134.
Those arms are bigger than Joey Bosa's.
These are Bosa brother arms. She's a Bosa sister.
Yeah. Rockets finished 41-41. That was the goal after they didn't make the playoffs. That's the, you know what? I saw a stat where this is like the best non-play-in team ever. Here,
last time I'm going to show you this. Good luck beating that on the right.
Oh, my God. No chance.
She would beat the brakes off Dell.
Yeah. Oh, no. She crushed Dell.
Oh, she wouldn't beat you up?
Yeah, no.
We're not fighting.
I'm not fighting her either.
If we got her to fight you, though.
What if I got her to fight you?
No, but if I got a hold of her and said, listen, bum rush Dell, stop after 45 seconds.
Do you think
seconds.
You could make it healthy through training? Could you even make it to the ring?
No, I'd have something pop up.
All right, so
I'd make sure of it.
Rockets win 41-41. That is a tremendous improvement. We need to recap that. I'll see if we can't get somebody to talk about that improvement and what it means going forward here. They still got decisions to make, though. Are they going to bring in some more veteran help to put them over the top? What are they going to do about Jalen? What's the plan with? I mean, Tari Eason missed 60 games. You know, Amen missed 21 games. As many games as Alpi missed. And this team finished 41-41 with a lot of their best players down for the year. I mean, this could have been a play-in team. This absolutely could have been a play-in team.
The numbers suggest, if you net rating-wise, the Rockets underperformed by like 5 wins. The net rating, I saw someone tweeted out that they should have been a 46-win team. So even injuries included, but that team, the way they played throughout, that should have been a play-in team if you look. But they just, for some reason, didn't make it to that 46-win mark. So a lot of things to be excited about, but decisions, like you said, have to be made.
Yep, absolutely. All right, any thoughts on any of that? You're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number. I'm talking about Chastain Ford right now. I'm talking about your vehicle. If you need one, this is the time. People, I still think they got 2023s on the lot that they have to get rid of. They'll do anything to get those off the lot because the 2024s are all here lining up, looking beautiful. And if you need a 2020, you want a 2024, that's fine too. What you're going to get the best interest rate that you can from Chastain Ford. They're going to work the deal for you. They're going to get all the rebates. They're going to make sure that they never, ever, ever mark up. I mean, that is just, they never add on. They never mark up. They just don't. It's just not their philosophy. And that starts at the top with the Chastains themselves. It's been a dealership in this city forever. It's the number one commercial dealer in the city for Ford in the city of Houston. It's fabulous. It's the place to go to get whatever car you want on. If you're somebody in the market for an F-150, just fantastic. The Bronco Sport, they got great deals on them right now. They got great deals on everything in that showroom. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle too, they've got that as well. And if it's gold certified, you're getting the best interest rate you can possibly get. Look, you're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck or whatever vehicle that they have on that lot. Go to ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
PN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What you want to talk about, get on in here. 713-780-3776. John, Lance, and Dell here with you. We will be out at the Chevron Championship on Wednesday. I know y'all looking forward to that but because you guys love... I mean, women's golf has been, I mean, gets nothing but great response.
Well, people really enjoyed you starting off a Monday after a big weekend with golf talk.
It was the Masters.
I'm just reporting what
Scottie Scheffler won his second Masters.
Whoever that is. I'm just reporting what the people said, not my opinion.
Scottie Scheffler is Stephen Scheffler's son. He played college basketball. Remember Stephen Scheffler?
Oh, yeah, from Purdue or Iowa? Purdue. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's his dad.
It's not his dad, I don't think. They moved from New Jersey when Scottie was 8 years old, and he picked up Randy Smith at Royal Oaks. He said, hey, I want to learn some golf.
Royal Oaks here?
No, Royal Oaks here in Dallas.
Oh.
And he's been with him ever since. And Randy Smith also taught Justin Leonard and Ryan Palmer and other guys.
Do we know any caddies? Names?
Yeah, Scott Sajanek has been on the show a couple times.
Other than the guys that you met somewhere. Are caddies well known?
Well,
you only had Fluff. I guess if you were Tiger's caddy, Fluff. People would know you. Are there any such thing as a known caddy? Because it was interesting.
Yeah,
listening.
Bones McKay. Yeah.
Okay, listening to the caddy for Scheffler talking to it. Scheffler seemed to really trust whatever his caddy had to say. Really trusted him.
Yes. No. And the dude is making bank. He's made more money this year than Rory McIlroy. The caddy has.
Well, stop sucking, Rory.
Well, that's the problem. Rory sucks. And dude has made more money this year than Rory McIlroy, the caddy. That'll tell you how good Scottie Scheffler is, how well he's played. He got another $360,000 yesterday, did the caddy.
We're not calling JP France J6 France. It's not funny, Dell. Don't laugh in there. I can hear you off the microphone. It's not funny to call him J6 France just because he has... Like he has the Constitution on his forearm or whatever he has printed in.
What do you enjoy more, cosplay Verlander or J6 France?
Well, what do you mean cosplay Verlander?
Well,
what does that mean?
Well, Hunter Brown is cosplay Verlander.
He is cosplay. Yeah. I actually enjoy cosplay Verlander better.
I like J6 France. He does look like it could be a J6er now. He does.
Why? Because
he's
got
the Constitution on his arm.
Yeah, it's got everything.
Because he has
a
mustache.
Because
do you see him with a flagpole smacking people?
With the glasses
and the tattoo. It all works.
By the way, I saw. Did you see the J6ers are suing the police? The police that were there.
What are they suing them for?
The police department treated him badly. I saw that when that guy screaming like "Help!" The police officer's going "Help!" He's being crushed in the thing, and like I could see
that's
that guy deserves to be sued.
the playoffs are set in the NBA. Well, the play-in games are about to go off, and we'll figure it out. It's the Lakers and the Pels.
Oh my! My phone just called 911.
Why?
When I said help like that on the show,
you have life alert on your phone.
I don't know what. Watch this. Help!
Don't do it again.
No, I didn't do it that time. I don't know. I'd never seen this before. It just said, calling emergency services. 3, 2. Huh? No! I'm just doing a show. Maybe it heard J6.
Maybe. Oh, maybe it did hear J6 and wants to turn you in. Maybe Big Brother is your watch.
Oh, I don't want
to. Yeah.
We found one.
Do you think?
No, I'm just doing a show. John was gone on J6.
I don't think J6ers call themselves J6ers, though. I don't think they put themselves in that category. They're just freedom fighters.
J6er.
I don't think they call themselves J6ers.
There is a J6 choir.
Is it?
What
were we talking
about?
Unless
that was
again?
A joke.
We were talking about the NBA
playoffs.
No, J6
prison
Pels,
choir, that may be a joke.
The Pels and Lakers.
So, because that dirty-ass, trash-ass city, Philly, didn't expect the Sixers to be in the play-in, they have to move the game to Wednesday. It was supposed to be on Tuesday, but they're moving it to Wednesday because the Flyers have the arena on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
So they're moving it. So it messes with the schedule of everybody. Everything's switched around because...
Well, they go Wednesday, Friday, Sunday then.
Yeah.
Somebody would have gone Wednesday,
Well, normally
Friday,
the
Sunday.
7-8 teams get to play on Tuesday because if they win, they get more time off.
Yeah, gotcha.
But because of this, that got moved.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well.
It happens.
I feel bad for those 7-8 teams that got screwed on it.
Well, to be fair, they would be in the playoffs under before the play-in stuff happened. They would have qualified for the playoffs. They wouldn't have to play the extra game.
Right.
So that's why they try to give them an advantage of an extra day. But instead, they get the Sixers Heat get to play on Wednesday, and if whoever loses plays on a Friday, then we'll have to play on Sunday, I think, the next.
I'm going to play a little game with you guys, and we're going to go through every player, and I want you to just give a quick analysis of arrow up, arrow down, arrow. You can say whatever you want on this player. Ready? Here we go. Let's start off with Aaron Holiday.
Yeah.
Did a nice job. Don't care if he's I don't really see him as a member of the future. Amen Thompson. The rookie year for Amen Thompson.
It's like a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Up. Arrow way up.
Arrow way up. What are your thoughts on him moving forward?
I think he's going to be a great piece. I do. Mm-hmm. I really think he's and he called him Ime called him a what was the guy for the Golden State Warriors that was the utility guy?
Oh, Iguodala?
Iguodala. He called him Iguodala. Ooh. Yeah.
I am interested to see where they profile him going forward, because the thought was he's the point guard of the future. And obviously because of Fred VanVleet, that's going to get pushed aside for a little bit. So I wonder where they best see him. And Iguodala was a bit of a secondary ball handler, was a wing defender, and could
Isn't that Amen?
For now, but did they draft him to be that, or did they draft him to be a point guard?
Well, we'll see. Like, I'm not sure he's fully grown. He's at 6'8". Like, let's see what he becomes. He rebounds great. He defends. Like, I don't think it's crazy that he could become a 3-4 almost.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a stretch 4. What's crazy is you may have Ben Simmons with some balls. A guy who can – now, Ben was a very skilled passer and all that. Ben just mentally just did not have it. Amen Thompson does not have a problem with his mental toughness.
No.
I think for me, Amen Thompson, who is a bigger part of this team in 2 years? Amen Thompson or Jalen Green?
Amen.
Amen Thompson or Jabari Smith?
I think even probably Amen.
I'm going to go Amen also. Oh, yeah. His ability to get down to snatch it, what he can do is grab it off the board.
What about Cam?
Or Amen? No. Cam, I need to see... I want to see if it works out with Cam emotionally.
I think it is going to. From the comments from Ime about Cam, too.
Would he be okay coming off the bench, yes or no?
No, I don't think he's coming off the bench going forward.
Well, then Jalen's gone.
Yeah.
Where's Amen?
What are the odds of Jalen being on this team in 2 years?
I think lower. And I think a lot of it has to do with what you've got behind him and what he can bring to the table. He can really help you fine-tune the ability to piece an explosive wing player and move him. Like, you can kind of fine-tune your roster by moving him for the piece you really want, if that's what you choose to do. Do you see it? Amen Thompson 1. I'm talking about after next year. Amen Thompson 1, Cam Whitmore 2. If we're just going to call out positions, Dylan 3, Jabari 4, Şengün 5.
Yeah.
So the new backcourt would be Cam and Amen. I'm not sure.
In 2 years, because Fred's back.
Yeah, after next year.
Yeah, right.
Is that a worse backcourt? Is that not as good, potentially, as Jalen and Fred in 2 years? It could end up being a more explosive, a more consistent backcourt.
Yeah.
It's certainly more dynamic from an athletic standpoint.
I'm not sure that Amen is going to be the one, though. I don't think he's going to be the one.
I'm not sure either anymore.
And where does Tari Eason go?
Tari Eason is Mr. Utility. I think he's more
Sixth Man of the Year. He's future Sixth Man of the Year is what he is.
He's going to score enough to be the future Sixth Man of the Year, Tari Eason?
He's 12 a game.
That's generally is not getting it done.
And did you let me finish? And 14 rebounds a game.
That's still.
And 8 assists.
That's a scoring award, generally.
It typically is. Jock Landale, from the beginning to the end, I have a better feeling for him now than I did. But...
He actually contributed more.
The Rockets obviously did not love him because they went and got Steven Adams. Jalen Green.
Jalen Green, I still got a down arrow.
You got down arrow? I'm still in
I got a neutral.
I'm in neutral for me, yeah.
Well, now, if he here's the deal. I thought he'd take a big step again.
Now, if he would have finished.
I had more expectations for him. That's why I got a down arrow.
If he would have finished the last 7 games, you would have a completely different output. I mean, different outlook. If Jalen had finished.
If he had kept playing the way he was, yes. But he didn't.
Cam Whitmore.
Up.
I'm arrow up on him. And
even after the picture of him slouching on the bench?
Yep.
Because that attitude apparently hasn't changed.
No, but it's okay, I guess.
I don't worry about the basketball. I worry about the attitude. I don't worry about the basketball. His basketball is pretty special.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet.
Up arrow.
Dell?
Hey, same guy he's always been. I mean, the Rockets don't know anything about stability, so it's great that he was here, but that's Fred VanVleet. That's who he is. What do the numbers tell you that are different?
He did hit some big numbers towards the end of the year scoring-wise. I like Fred. Fred's one of those guys that can pop up. I think what he brings in intangibles is invaluable, and then his ability to have a big game when you need it is nice. And he gets a lot of steals. For being a guy who's not an overly athletic guy, he is really efficient with his movement. Yeah,
when you compare him to what the Rockets have been dealing with, obviously the arrow's up comparatively, but as far as the player, what I expected,
that's about what
I'm
expected.
Not surprised by what
Fred did. Jayshon Tate. I just don't see a place for him anymore. I know Ime likes the personality, but let's be real. Once Tari comes back, I just don't see a room for Jayshon Tate.
Alpi.
Sky high.
Yeah.
Alperen Şengün is on Dylan the cusp Brooks. Of becoming an absolute star. Dylan Brooks, I'm going to say arrow up because he was not a personality conflict this year with the team that we know of. He appears to be a positive influence on younger players. The team looks tougher. Now, when we do this next year, I might have a different opinion. And I think having 3 years instead of four could end up being a much smarter move. But I was happy with what I got from him. I was happy with what Dylan did for me personally as a Rockets fan.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Anybody else?
Yeah, Jabari.
Oh, Jabari. I was presently
improved.
Yeah, I did. I thought he did too.
Improved, better. I've got a better feel for his. I think he's a confident shot maker when he needs to be. I think he can. I don't think he's in his own head as much as he. Clearly, he enjoys playing for a structured, disciplined coach more than what he was playing with Steven Silas. I like the fact that he leaned into a little bit more post-up turnaround game. He's got that in his bag, which is nice to see. You know, the score Jabari from college came out a little bit more. And that's about it. So, in general, Jeff Green was nice while we knew you. That's fine. Boban, keep him for the bobbleheads or whatever. That's fine if you want to keep him. Reggie Bullock, he'll be gone. Nate Williams, nothing. Tari Eason, incomplete. Can't make a comment on Tari because just didn't play enough.
What we saw, though, was pretty damn good.
Yeah, both years.
Pretty
damn
good.
We know what he's going to be.
931 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. One segment left, then we hit News of the Weird. Right now, though, how about, I don't know if you're in the market. If you're in the market for a home, you want to find out how much, you know, if you put so much down, this home costs so much, you want to get a scenario quote, you can get that in minutes. You can get that from Kent at DreamRate. Dude loves mortgages, geeks out on mortgages. He is a mortgage nerd.
Have you gotten clearance that you can call him a mortgage nerd?
No, I don't.
Is that upset? Do you know if he's okay with that?
I have no idea.
Okay. But you believe that he is a mortgage nerd?
I only say what I believe. That's okay. All I can do.
All right, fair enough.
Well, they get an air check every day, and there's yet to be a complaint, so I guess he's fine. Well,
you don't know that. I mean, we got
to
ask.
I would have been told because I have to send these every day.
Or he's afraid to say anything because he knows John will lay him out even worse on the air.
I could. You got to shop your loan. If you're not using a broker for your mortgage, you're doing it wrong. He's got all the different loans, the Freddie Mays, the Freddie Max, the Fannie Mays, the Freddie Max, the FHA, VA, LTV, PRQ, STU, VW, XY, whatever. He's got them all. It's excellent. Excellent, excellent. He is a guy that you can depend on. He is going to pair you with the best wholesalers in the nation. He is a local small business. He's personalized service, no internet service. Trust me, he is going to tell you about what he's doing and how well he's doing it. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
DreamRate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
Loaded and ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Anything that we missed from the weekend, boys? We hit the NBA.
WNBA draft is today. Caitlin Clark will go first.
I have sources that have told John.
Yeah.
Yeah, because her boyfriend is working now for the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, that's starting to look like that may be the little hint that we got there.
Right.
Yeah, UFC 300 card was great. A lot of good fights there. We had Rockets winning to finish 500.
Do you think her boyfriend, like, he's going to work for the Pacers, obviously, because they're going to be in the same building working. Do you think before she leaves, he goes, hey, Caitlin, can I have the credit card? And she just hands him the credit card. Yeah, go treat yourself to something nice. Do you think that's how it goes?
It's going to be like a John situation. She's going to be the boss of him.
Well, he's like an intern for the Pacers.
Yeah, he's moving from wherever he's from to be with her, and that's a very nice thing. And, of course, we all know.
Well, I hope they stay together.
Yeah, good luck with that.
For him.
For his sake, I guess, because she's going to be raking it in for years and years to come.
Hey, it'd be good for just a guy to come up and be a trophy husband. How about he gets to be a little arm candy and, he gets to let her be the breadwinner and he gets to stay at home with the kids.
Is he attractive?
I
mean,
I don't know.
You be talking about how cute guys are. So
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
He's a fine looking young man.
It doesn't matter.
He's 6'6". She's 6 feet.
Let him get
what
to.
Does that matter?
Yeah, his
about
job
how
is one thing.
Is.
Make tall children.
Yeah, make tall kids. If they make tall kids, hold it.
Can you imagine Caitlin's ball handling and shooting on a 6'3.5" girl?
Or a boy?
What about a 6'6" boy?
Yeah, that's just.
That's just
a 6'6" white kid?
That's just
big
regular.
Deal. Hey, great. Good luck over there at wherever he's going, Central Michigan.
Enjoy. You can play anywhere.
Enjoy. He'll play at Purdue.
Are you kidding?
He'll play at Purdue.
One of the stories this year was that the Final Four had too many white guys in it.
A 6'6" white guy who
can
shoot?
That wasn't a story for who?
Way too many white guys.
That wasn't a story.
Yeah.
Where was that the story?
Well, it's not so they weren't complaining about it, but it was. Jason Whitlock was like, look at these teams.
Oh, Jason Whitlock.
It's all white.
Okay.
What happened to the black athlete? He speaks for your community.
I'm glad you told me what Jason Whitlock thinks about race.
Yeah, Jason Whitlock.
Too many white guys, what
a
he said?
Six
no,
white
no, no, no.
From...
He actually said, he
come
said,
on.
Look at it. It's a different world now. It ain't just about black athletes anymore. It's the most dominant players in college basketball, men's and women's, were white.
Dominant.
Yeah. I mean,
Zach Edey.
Klingon.
We get to claim him. We get to claim Zach Edey now.
Klingon.
If you have a drop of white, you're white.
Oh, boy.
That's the rule.
That's not the rule.
I'm just kidding. That's what Amon Ross St. Brown's dad says.
Too white.
Klingon, yeah.
The only person who saw that as a story was Jason Whitlock.
Well, yeah. I was just trying to point out that a 6'6 white guy at Purdue doesn't move the needle on it.
No, it doesn't.
A
6'3 shooting point guard in the you combine even more size with Caitlin Clark's skills.
Well, we'll see if anything moves the WNBA. Anything, even Caitlin
Clark. Oh, she will.
I don't know. We'll see.
She will.
We'll see.
Well,
look at what golf had with Tiger.
Yeah.
People who never watch golf are watching golf on a regular basis. Now, they only wanted Tiger to win. They primarily only cared about Tiger, and they went away when Tiger was gone.
Well, the only games that we'll ever see are Caitlin Clark.
What, I know.
36 of her 40 games.
Look at the TV ratings when Tiger was good.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark, it's the same effect. So when she plays, I'm going to predict you're going to watch over-under on you watching Caitlin Clark games next year. 4.5. I'm going to say over.
Hmm. I don't know if that's a good number.
I mean, it may be accidental, but if you stumble on it, you'll keep watching.
When do they play?
You'll keep watching.
They play on the weekend. Just like
no, but like in the summer?
No, you'd have to flip your channels to find it. But when you find
it,
I bet you're
staying
there.
What are you watching in the summer besides Astros baseball?
It's what?
What are you watching in the summer besides Astros baseball?
Astros baseball.
I said
enough.
Besides Astros baseball.
That's enough.
They don't play at the same time all the time.
Well, they play
they
in the
always,
summer, though,
they
right?
won't always be a conflict.
They play in the summer.
Yeah,
right?
But it might be a middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. The Astros have a night game.
What else did we miss this week?
You're going to watch.
I feel like we missed something else.
Well, if she's really good.
Clark versus Taurasi, you'll watch.
Oh, that is. That's a must-see matchup.
You'll watch that.
She going to point to the center of the ring, get out here?
I don't think they're going to fight each other.
Point to the center of the court?
It feels unlikely that they're going to fight.
I'd like to see
it. I'm sure you would like to see it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That's fun.
You didn't mention Chelsea Overton today at 2.
No one we haven't mentioned cares.
That. Chelsea?
Are you guys going to stay out of relegation?
Yeah, we're fine.
We just went to West Ham and won a game.
No, we're fine. Don't worry.
Are you? Fine. Aren't you like 2 points ahead of like Luton Town or something like that?
By the way, one of the draft guys, the guy named who's in the International Pathway Program, he played soccer in the Premier League Academy when he was young and then has played rugby. His name is Travis Clayton. Travis Clayton. And I said, which academy? And the guy from England who I was talking with, he said Fulham. I went,
really good mid-table
undraftable,
team.
Undraftable.
You guys,
terrible.
Shout out to you, rooting for the, not even the Clippers. You're like, you're rooting, what's this version? You're like rooting for this year's Jazz. That's the team you root for.
Everton?
Your team sucks.
Yeah, we
wow.
suck. No, it's not, it doesn't.
27 points.
That doesn't bother
fighting
me.
Fighting off a recently promoted team to stay out of relegation. That's what fine. A trash team you are.
That's fine.
The only thing we didn't talk about, Mark Pope.
Relegation
walking
champs.
In with the trophy off the bus.
And the rest of the title team.
And the title team for 96 was there.
Got to win the crowd. Win the press conference.
And it was packed.
Yeah, it's Kentucky basketball.
Will Mark Pope succeed?
Well, try that fan base. Let all Calipari's players start going helping Calipari at Arkansas. Those people will beat them into
oblivion.
By the
way, DeMarcus Cousins said it. He goes, look, Arkansas is going to get the players because that's what Cal does, and Kentucky's going to be like a – he called him pretty much second tier now without Calipari. DeMarcus is one of Cal's guys.
Well, that's a question with Alabama with Kalen DeBoer. My son worked at his first A game, which is their spring game in Alabama. But my question is, does Alabama keep getting Alabama players? Does does Kentucky keep getting Kentucky players? We already saw with the Astros. We're not – now that all the analytics guys go, we get – Abreu's and Montero's. So, is James Click going to go down as one of the all-time martyrs in Astros history when this plays out with their new old-school baseball approach? Is this going to go down as like James Click? Like, hey, why don't we show James Click more respect?
Absolutely. That's a good question. I mean, the only GM ever to be fired for non-cause.
And we didn't even care. Like, bye.
Yeah, right.
And now I'm like, hey, he put together a hell of a bullpen, that James Click. I don't think he would have given that Montero deal.
Or that Abreu deal. We don't know that either. That Abreu deal.
Doesn't feel like an analytics move, I can
it
tell you.
It feels like
much.
The worst move anybody's made the last few years, Abreu.
But take heart. Biggio's there to temper Bagwell's worst instincts, so you should feel good. Feel good about that.
Time to talk right now about Free Rain Coffee. Hey, dream, coffee, work, repeat. Dream, coffee, Free Rain Coffee, work, repeat. Free Rain is awesome. I love me some Free Rain Coffee. I've never been a huge coffee fan, but I am a huge coffee fan of Free Rain Coffee because it's the best coffee I've ever had. San Angelo, they've been fueling folks to get up and get after it for 25 years. Rip, okay, Kohlhauser is a huge, huge part of this thing, has been for years. And they love people who serve the country, community, veterans, military, first responders, nurses, teachers. It's real. They really, really do love that, and they really, really, and ask for, when you go to 975coffee.com, ask for an additional percentage off of your ESPN 20. 20% off for ESPN with promo code ESPN 20 for ESPN 20, 975 listeners. 975coffee.com, put in promo code ESPN 20 for that 20% off. And see if you can't even get a little bit more if you're a nurse or a teacher or a first responder or military. I just love it. You'll love it too. It is the best coffee that I think I've ever had. Free Rain Coffee. Free Rain Coffee at 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. What are the women's hip sizes by nationality? The biggest hips in the world.
I'm not playing this game.
It's out there.
I'm going to say our women.
Women's butt sizes around the world revealed. Which countries have the biggest and smallest hips?
Okay, I'm going to go with Japan's smallest.
No, Japan's third from smallest. India. It goes India's smallest, China, Japan, South Korea. Asian countries. Right. You were right there.
I'm going to go. No, I knew I was good. No. Now, this is a hard
one. And they were like real close.
But USA's
36, 37, 4, 37,
8. Are we in the top 5?
We are 11th.
The U.S.?
The U.S., 11th.
It's not. No one got down to Louisiana.
They didn't measure Louisiana butts?
You're saying Louisiana butts enormous.
The number one
fried
hip size by nationality?
Play. Yeah.
South Africa.
Wow, I would have never.
Argentina was second.
Really?
Sweden was third.
This can't be
Greece,
right.
Germany, your people, your schnitzels.
People aren't like that.
Oh, yeah, they got some big women there, bro.
No, thick boned.
Well, they're
like good that for means carrying you're plows have, or whatever, but yeah. Not like
Russia and Italy.
Oh, are we not counting these? John, you've seen people.
Australia, the Netherlands, Canada, France,
we
U.S.
We have policies where you have to buy second seats on airplanes.
I don't know if. I
come
don't
on
know.
Now. This is immediately. That's a bad study.
An Austin man is in jail after police say he assaulted a retail employee with Pop-Tarts.
I don't know. Box.
I'm not sure that that's the best weapon of choice.
Well, he just picked it up and threw
it. It could well be, but he
it's
did
no
it.
No big deal.
A man.
I doubt he took him out of the packaging and threw it.
A man asked the doctor to remove two healthy fingers from his hand because they traumatized him. Have you ever been traumatized by your fingers? Oh, I don't want you guys to answer that.
Was that man's name Cal McNair? So he could just hold his hand up and always be in a perpetual ache?
You think he was.
Look at this.
Yeah.
How about this? Cal, what's going on? Hey, how's it going? H. Just throwing up the H at all times.
You just removed
cut
those
off
two,
the two
fingers.
Middle fingers.
So you're always
bang.
The H?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if I want to be. I don't know if I'm going to remove any fingers because I'm traumatized by them. Apparently, have you guys seen this? Here was a quote by one of the athletes. My hoo-ha is going to be out. U.S. Olympians are none too pleased with Nike and their skimpy women's track kit.
Yeah, but they don't have to choose that. There's another. There's shorts. Like, I saw Sha'Carri Richardson. She's not wearing that. You know, I know everyone was outraged at the sexualization, and I was reading it, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
You're like,
then they,
you want to watch it or not?
Hold on. They offer you several choices. They yeah. Now we're upset yeah. about sexualization. Now, never mind it. Ice Spice. What? No one seems to be mad about that.
What does Ice Spice have to do with anything?
I gotta bring Ice Spice.
To if Ice not, Spice was an Olympic runner,
but
she
she's
would get
not.
Set up in the blocks like this.
But she, he's twerking. By the way, everyone, I'm glad I just got YouTube back up because it crashed. For everyone to see that. why is Ice Spice in? Where's the Olympics this year? Rome? Where the hell is it this year?
No, Paris.
Paris? She's not going to be there twerking in the starting block.
No, she's not there.
You don't
she's
know.
Not an Olympic runner.
She
no, I know
qualified.
She didn't make the team.
Well, have they had qualifiers yet?
Yes. No. They're having.
And she did not make it?
She's never ran
she's never run in her life.
Yeah, a
have
race in
that?
Her life. What
have
are you talking
her?
About?
She ain't running in no races, okay?
No.
She ain't Flojo.
No. But they have multiple uniforms they can wear. So they just said, look, if you want this one to put your choo-choo. Because putting your choo-choo out is a thing now. Don't act like it's not. I see it all the time.
Not for Olympic runners, it isn't.
Well, we're going to find out who chooses that. If you choose it, you're choosing
a
choo-choo.
It's a hoo-ha.
Either way.
Yeah.
That's not what I call it.
A Spanish politician had to resign as municipal councilor.
Wait a minute. It's a bit from long ago. Is that what that guy said to his wife? And that's what got him in trouble? He said a C word.
Yeah, he did.
Was it choo-choo? Is that what he said?
I don't. That was a while ago, Del.
Yeah. It's news. It's what have you learned?
What did you learn this weekend?
Yeah.
A Spanish politician had to resign as municipal councilor over leaked photos and videos showing him eating poop and offering himself as a sex slave. Do you feel like
oh, yeah,
he should
that.
Have to resign as a municipal counselor just because he eats poo?
So typically, if you have your own sex life or whatever, it's supposed to be your own. But if you eat, I'm sorry. Once you hear that, the decision making cannot be. You just can't have him in a position of authority.
I don't know.
Sound a little judgmental.
You feel like he's a bad decision maker. No,
I
am judgmental.
I think we all need to be judgy sometimes when it comes to people who are over us. Are you judgmental every time you go to the ballot box and vote? Yes, you are. Would he have won if they knew about the poop eating before he went to the ballots? Probably not.
Man, leave that man. Let that man eat poop on his own.
What are his policies?
Where is this at? Spain?
Yeah, in Spain.
I don't care.
Jose Riviera eats his own poo. Or the poo of others. Is this who you want on our city council?
Eating?
A poo eater?
Is he tough on crime, though?
Yeah, I don't know what he says.
Tough on crime, but also easy on poo eating.
Is that who you want representing you?
Guess who wants people pooing in the streets? I know who. Jose Riviera.
So
if you want a street full of poo that he'll eat...
No, this is terrible. Why am I even going in this direction?
Maybe the
why does he eat poo?
Maybe the streets won't be so full
maybe
of poo.
He's a bad
you saw two girls, one cup?
I did not.
You never saw any of it?
Yes, I did.
Hold on, let me show you.
And it was gross.
That's the NFL computer. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
I can't do that. I can't do it anyway.
Apple apparently says it's fixing its bug that prompts Palestinian flag emoji when you type in Jerusalem.
That's a bug.
That is a bug.
Is it a bug or did somebody put a hack in on it?
I think that's probably
it. Yeah. Hey, you know what I learned this weekend? We're not that far off from World War III.
Oh,
we're not.
We're getting closer.
That wasn't comforting.
That was trending.
Yeah.
Except they
I was like, oh, who's saying something silly now? Iran is the, uh-oh.
Apparently, they sent 170 missiles, and the U.S. and Israel intercepted every one except one. It killed one. All of that attack killed one little girl. That was it.
Yeah, the drones weren't effective.
Yeah.
Iron Shield is what they call it, I think.
Yeah, whatever. It just seemed like it was, I don't know, it just seemed like it wasn't as secretive as it should have been, since everybody knew about it. It was out there in the open for, hey, we're about to send 100, I don't know if you guys heard, we're about to send 170 missiles at you. What? Why do we know this?
Do we have Operation Iron Shield here?
I hope so.
I hope we're that good here.
We can't. Listen.
We fight over women's basketball. We're polarized over that. We have no chance against anything else.
Is there any chance we can get Operation Shield on our borders? Great. Ford, did you see Ford had to recall thousands of Broncos on what day?
No, they did.
Yes,
not.
They did.
Did they really?
On the day OJ died.
On OJ Day?
Yeah. OJ. The day OJ died, Ford said, hey, we're going to need to recall a bunch of Broncos. Well, no, duh. We are done. Delvin and his buddy are next right here on ESPN.
Damn, Sean, that's disrespectful. That man couldn't even remember your name.
No, I did. It's but Delvin and Buddies.
No, that's not his name.
No.
Buddies isn't his name.
Doc Linville is his name. Doc Linville's the best. Doc Linville is going to get your hand. The neo-grafting, I played golf this weekend with a guy who does it as well. He does the neo, and he said, oh, yeah, the neo-grafting is a fabulous process. And you know what? We are at a time when we've got the best technology on everything. In life, we've got the best technology. And the neo-grafting is the best way to go about this. And Doc Linville is fantastic at it. And he does it at a great – he's got a price for you. He's also got the PRP, which will stimulate your own growth. Instead of moving your hairs to your top, you can stimulate your own growth as well. But you can do either or. Doc Linville will be the one that will tell you, hey – let's just start with the PRP, or, yeah, we can absolutely help you with the neo-grafting. Let's get that process going. It takes about 5, 6, 7 months for that hair to start to grow in. So get it done now, and you will go through, and by the fall, by the football season, you're going to be looking great. You need Doc Linville on that hill. Let's go. You need it on the top of your head. That's where you need Doc Linville. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.